Welcome. This lesson will show you how to build complex LFO modulation chains for dark, rolling drum and bass. Think deep subs, evolving growls, and motion that breathes with the drums. I'll walk you through a two-chain instrument rack in Ableton Live Suite, concrete device choices, mapping workflows, arrangement tips, and the common pitfalls to avoid. Keep your energy up. We're going to make something that moves and hits. Lesson goals. By the end, you'll have a stable mono sub and a separate wavy-double growl that's modulated by two LFO tiers, a slow musical mover and a fast, rhythmic or audio rate chopper. You'll also route an envelope follower from the drum bus to modulate macro depths so the bass pulses with your break. You should already be comfortable using instrument racks, mapping macros, and placing simple effects like saturator and EQ8. Getting started. Create a MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside it, create two chains and call them SUB and Growl. Keep the chains simple to start. We'll add processing in order. Building the SUB chain. In the SUB chain, load Simpler or Operator. Choose a pure sine or a very low-pass tone and tune it to the root note of your track. Set the filter to a gentle low-pass around 120 to 160 Hz so anything above 2 or 300 Hz is kept out of the sub. Set the amp envelope to zero attack and a moderate release, around 120 to 300 milliseconds depending on the groove. Make the sub mono. Use utility with width set to 0% or set simpler to single voice, so you avoid phase and stereo issues on club systems. Add a gentle EQ8 low shelf to remove any unwanted content above 200 Hz. The sub should be solid and not morph when we dial up modulation on the growl chain. Building the growl chain. Drop wavy-double into the growl chain. Choose a rich wavy-double, something with lots of harmonics, like a chaotic or plasma style table. Set oscillator to that table and use light unison, 2 to 4 voices, with the tune around 0.06 to 0.12 for thickness. Leave oscbia off or add a subtle contrasting layer. Use the wavy-double filter. Pick a steeper low pass like MG Low 24, set initial cutoff around 800 to 1500 Hz and resonance around 0.1 to 0.25. Keep the amp envelope short attack and full sustain, release around 80 to 200 ms. Insert processing after wavy-double, high pass the growl below 80 to 100 Hz with EQ8 so the sub remains clean, add saturator with drive 2 to 4, soft clip enabled, dry slash wet around 60 to 80% to add grit. Place a frequency shifter for later subtle metallic motion, and a multiband dynamics or drum bus for glue. Put utility at the end to control stereo width. Now the modulation tier. Drop two max for live LFO devices. Rename them LFO Slow and LFO Fast. LFO Slow is your musical mover. Set it to sync. Rate 1/2 or 1 bar, shape triangle or sine, amount moderate, start around 30 to 40%. Leave retrig off for a drifting feel or on if you need consistent bar synced movement. Map LFO slow to wavy-double position and to the wavy-double filter cutoff. Do the mapping from the LFO map mode. Click map on the LFO. Click the target knob. Then adjust the LFO amount slider. LFO slow will create the evolving vowel-like motion across the growl. LFO fast is your rhythmic or audio rate texture. You can run it sync to 1/16 or 1/8 for a chopped gating effect, or free at around 8 to 60 Hz for audio rate harshness. Shape it as a square or a sample and hold for staccato chops. Start amount at 10 to 30%. Map LFO fast primarily to wavy-double position, with slightly bigger influence than the slow LFO, and map it optionally to frequency shifter frequency or tiny pitch modulation on Oscca for a FM-like bite. The combination of slow and fast LFOs produces both long-form movement and per-hit aggression. Next, expose control macros in the instrument rack. Show macro controls and enter map mode. Create a macro named growl intensity and map it to LFO fast amount and to saturator drive. Create a movement macro map to LFO slow amount and the wavy-double filter cutoff dry slash wet so one knob controls how much motion you hear. Create a width macro map to utility width or any stereo processors. When mapping, set sensible min and max ranges. This is crucial. For example, set LFO fast amount min to 0% and max to 55%. Predictable ranges let you dial from subtle to extreme with confidence. Make it breathe with the drums using the envelope follower. Drop max for live envelope follower on your drum bus or break channel. Click map on the envelope follower, and then click your growl intensity macro to route the follower to that macro. Set attack around 10 to 30 ms, and release around 100 to 300 ms so the follower responds to kick and snare energy. Set the mapping polarity and depth. Positive mapping will make the growl swell with drum hits. Negative mapping will dock it. I usually start with a positive 30 to 60% depth and tweak from there. This approach gives you a percussive, sidechain-like movement without a compressor. A few practical adjustments. Balance sub and growl chain volumes inside the rack, so the sub remains present, but not overpowering. On the rack output, add a final EQ 8 to notch any harsh buildup between 600 and 1000 Hz, then a multiband dynamics or drum bus set gently to glue and add character. If anything clips, use a limiter sparingly. Arrangement and automation ideas. Automate growl intensity across sections. Keep it low in the intro. Build it through the pre-drop, then slam it in the drop. Automate LFO fast rate for fills and transitions. For example, speed it up during fills or set it to free run audio rate briefly for a metallic scream. Consider freezing or resampling heavy LFO sections when you're happy with them to save CPU. Also consider generating multiple states of your rack, subtle, dirty, chaos, and switch them with a chain selector rather than automating many parameters at once. That gives instant big changes with low CPU cost. Common mistakes to avoid. Do not let LFOs modulate the sub chain. Keep your sub stable and mono to avoid phase cancellation on club systems. This audio version is shortened for playback.